structure. Sections 115-25 and 115-183E of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the north side of Breakwater Run. The 911 address is 36747 Breakwater Run in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 469. The applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot and a 3-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement and a 3.1-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing shed. We have 0 letters of support, 1 letter of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Hi, my name's...
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can state your name and address for the record, please.
Sandra Palmer, 36747 Breakwater Run, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And is it, she going to test? Are you testifying as well? You're just here for
no,
support?
I just brought her for support because I'm going through a lot of stuff.
Understood. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yours? Last year, we redid the fence. We had a chain link fence. So we took the chain link fence down and replaced it with a vinyl fence. And in the one, is that my house up there? In the one corner, instead of using, see, we had a shed there. We took the, got a bigger shed and we put it back and used it in the back corner as part of the fence. We were going to use it the whole way around. And then we got a complaint, so we had to stop everything. I'm sorry. So then we had to stop everything. And then the neighbor's father said that our runoff would be on their yard. So we sat the shed back in 2.5 feet or something like that. You guys have the measurements, I believe. And so now our fence goes down like this and in like this and in the shed. So because we moved it back because we didn't want our runoff onto their property because he mentioned something about it. But we'd still have the pad because I had the pad laid first. We shut down the project to begin with. At first, I didn't know I needed a permit or anything because I was replacing, so I was naive about it. So then we got one of the gentlemen on the committee rode by on his bike and said that you guys got to stop everything, get a permit. I don't care where you put the stuff, but you need a permit. So we stopped everything. I got a permit. A month later, I got a call from Alan Connor, I believe his name, yeah, Alan Connor, saying that we'd been approved. So we continued to build on it. Continued doing it. And then all of a sudden, all this has come about from it. I don't understand why I can't have it there. All I did was, it's not like I moved my fence line or anything. I just replaced the fence. If anything, I moved it in a couple inches because we couldn't get the old poles from the chain link. So we had to cut them down. So if anything, my fence is in from the old fence, just a couple inches, not much. But I don't understand why I can't.
If I may. You mentioned that you were replacing. Were you replacing a fence or you're replacing the shed?
Both.
Okay. Where was your prior shed located?
Right, that little building there. It was a little tiny Rubbermaid shed.
Okay. And who put that shed on the property?
The previous owners.
Okay. How long had that shed been on the property?
I don't know. I've owned the house for 8 years. I have no idea how long it's been on there.
So I have no... I have not looked at whether or not that shed was properly permitted or how it was on the property. But whenever you replace a structure that is not in compliance with the zoning code, you're required to bring the property into compliance. So by placing a shed, and this appears to be a larger shed, am I correct on that?
Yes.
That new shed would need to be in compliance with the zoning code unless you obtained a variance.
Yeah,
that's what you're here for tonight.
That's what I'm here for tonight.
Okay. But in order to demonstrate that to have a variance granted, you have to demonstrate, you have to meet all those 5 standards for granting a variance. You may have heard us go through some of those with some of the other applicants this evening, and there's a list of that on your application. So the burden will be on you to demonstrate that you've met those standards.
Yeah, I'm confused, but okay.
Okay. Well, the first standard is you have to demonstrate that the property has some physical uniqueness.
Understand what you say with physical uniqueness.
Well, your application, and you completed it. Mm-hmm. And when you completed it, there was a list here of criteria for variance, and you said see attached. And you did put some answers down.
Correct. That was done after the fact of, after we'd sorted. Joe, a gentleman, Joe from the neighborhood committee, came by and helped me with all this stuff.
Okay. Well, those are the five standards that you need to prove to this board that you've met in order for variance to be granted. I don't know if you.
I don't have any of this paperwork with me because I didn't want to bring this up. Well, my ex and I broke up. He cut off my computer, my internet, he stole my car, emptied my bank account. I don't have access to anything.
Well, one of the things, we do have a copy of that here. I don't know if the board would be entertaining this, but if you would like, we could give you some time, perhaps a recess of your application, so you could look at that, so that you could review those, and then you could come, we could do it this evening still.
Okay.
But that way you can have time to look at your answers and be more familiar with that application packet. So you come up, would you like to have that additional time?
Yes, I could, yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman? Okay. Mr. Chairman, if the board's so inclined, perhaps we could recess this case. I don't know if you want to put it to the end of the agenda, and then she could present after the other cases. We would need a motion to that effect.
Yes, if we could have a motion. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we allow her to review her information and present her case at the end of our agenda.
I second the motion.
A motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13118 is in recess, and we will move it to the end of the docket after case number 13120.
And if there's anybody here that wishes to speak on that, not right now. What we're going to do is this applicant is going to have some time to look at the case. We're going to have the hearing this evening, but it will be at the end of the agenda. So we're moving it to the end of the agenda.
This is my first time.
I understand, ma'am, but the board has made its motion, so this will be heard at the end of the agenda. And that,
I talked to her boyfriend.
Sure. I mean, you're welcome to walk around. You don't have to, I mean, you can stay in the building if you'd like and walk around. We can have the. Yeah, when this case comes up, we can make an announcement. And there is audio out here, so you can hear. That way you don't have to sit here.